The goal to get a spending bill done for your agency looks less and less likely by the time the fiscal year ends September 30th, and the other work Congress thought it could get done, reform at the Department of Veterans Affairs, seems to be hitting a wall too. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call, tracking both of these major pieces of work. And David, I use that term the same way that my dad used to use it, which as in, boy, that's a piece of work going right there.
What a piece of work.
What a piece of work is exactly right. I mean, the VA bill appeared to be one that how could they possibly mess this up? And yet I see on the front page of rollcall.com, your colleague Niels Lesniewski has this story up headlined, Reid predicts veterans bill, health bill will fail, will fall. Fears gridlock on border supplemental, and that's a whole different issue. But if Harry Reid is saying the veterans health bill isn't going to make it, I mean, how can we feel good about it at this point?
Well, you know, there are two schools of thought about it when floor leaders stand up on the floor of the Senate and say this. And one of them is, you know, it's always darkest before it's absolutely pitch black. And the other is he's trying to make it sound dark so that when, but knowing that there's a chance that the rabbit's going to get pulled out of a hat and his side's going to look smart. And if it doesn't work out, he can blame, I mean, you know, the basic political calculation would be, if it stays falling apart, he can blame the Republicans for being penny pinchers and miserly. And if he gets them to blink, he looks good. Now, there is some evidence that the Republicans are blinking. There, so we also have a story up that says that Jeff Miller, the Republican chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, has indicated to Bernard Sanders, the Vermont senator who's the chairman of the Senate committee, that he and the Republicans in the House are no longer going to insist on figuring out a way to offset or pay for the $35 billion over 10 years cost of this.
I am shocked, I tell you, that Senator Reid and the others, and Republicans too, are engaged in political machinations on this issue, David.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable.
And the machinations only get more machinated in the week or two running up to a recess, right? Because they got all the cliches about the jet fumes,
yes,
and the rest of the exits and the summer plans, and that just allows the histrionics to build in those last 2 weeks.
The whole concept of messing up, well, maybe messing up is too strong a term, but of not getting a veterans health bill done is amazing to me if it happens that way, because when the crisis really busted wide open a couple of weeks ago and Senator Sanders and McCain came up with a deal that was, at that time, it seemed to me remarkably similar to what Congressman Miller was proposing on the Senate's House side, I thought, well, what could possibly go wrong? I guess I thought that phrase, which is all prominently known for being in a cartoon.
Right. And what could possibly go wrong was that the you know, they played by the rules and let the Congressional Budget Office come up with a cost estimate for this, the so-called score, and it was a much more expensive score than I think any of them thought. Basically, to simplify, I think fairly but simply, a central component of the bill is it would allow veterans to essentially take government vouchers to private healthcare clinics to pay for their veterans' care if they couldn't get an appointment quickly enough at their local VA hospital or clinic. And the estimate is that so many people would do that it would cost $33 billion by the end of the decade.
I have to say, I was absolutely flabbergasted that supporters of the Affordable Care Act went along with that concept as quickly as they did, because that seems to fly in the face of the concept of the ACA, at least as it regards the veterans who would take advantage of that care in the private sector.
Right. I was with you. I was surprised that this has been the Republican goal all along. The Democrats had resisted it for the reasons you just described. And that was one of the reasons I think you and I and everybody else thought, well, this is going to be a summertime exception to the rule about them getting along this year. And I still think, you know, I've been guilty of being overly optimistic on your show almost every time. But I'll predict that they get something done by the end of the month, and that Harry Reid says, we browbeat the Republicans into it, and the Republicans say, you know, our budget dogmatism ends when it comes to veterans.
We've also achieved something amazing here, which is that you're actually more cynical about something going on in Congress right now than I am. which doesn't normally happen.
It doesn't, right? It's been the end of a long day.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. I know that feeling. The other thing that I wanted to catch up on, having been on vacation for a couple of weeks, is apparently while I was gone, the possibility of getting some appropriations bills done, at least on the Senate side, appears to have vaporized. The last time you and I talked, we were talking about all of this floor time that Senator Mikulski was supposed to have to get these bills done, and it, maybe they weren't all going to be finished by September 30th, but a couple of them might be. And now we're 2 weeks away, you know, 8 workdays essentially away from going home for summer break, and nothing's accomplished. And a quote from your colleague on rollcall.com, Senator Mikulski, saying, "I've got a full plate and a wallet that's more like lean cuisine," which is a great quote, but not a lot of fun for me if I'm trying to plan what my agency's budget's going to look like on October 1st.
No, that is exactly right. I'd say we have now turned the optimism dial down to almost zero that any of these bills will get done as standalone bills by September 30th. There will be a continuing resolution for the entire government that will last from October 1st at least until a week or two after the election when the lame duck session begins. On the optimistic side or on the good news side for, you know, the people who are disconnected from the hurly-burly of big picture politics in Congress and just care about one agency or one program, they can rest somewhat comfortable in the knowledge that if the House has passed its version of the bill to govern their agency or program, and the Senate committee has done the same, then they can be aware of at least what the parameters are for them. Because what should happen in the end is that what the negotiators on a big omnibus at the end of the year will do is find the middle ground between what the House passed and even what a Senate committee or a subcommittee did. Now, having said that, the exception would be if the Republicans win control of the Senate. They may well insist on kicking this entire thing into the new year when they take over and renegotiating all of it.
And that's what you have kind of held out as a possibility every single time that I can recall that we've talked about this since, like, January, when fiscal 14 finally got put to bed. But it appeared even back then that Republicans were at least thinking it was possible they could take over the Senate. That appears to be more and more likely almost on a daily basis. We're seeing a runoff election in Georgia today that could give the Republicans a really strong chance to keep Saxby Chambliss' Senate seat there and make the path more difficult for Democrats to try to gain a seat down there. But that possibility's existed for a long time. Are those two issues on the same arc, that as the Republicans think that it's more likely they'll take over the Senate, it's more likely that they'll try to hold off any deal and stick with CRs at least through January?
I think that is precisely what's going on. That as each new round of polling and modeling happens, and each new primary happens in which the Republicans, you know, nominate a mainstreamer rather than a Tea Party conservative. With each new development like that, the Republican optimism, if not quite confidence yet, that they have a shot at the Senate goes up, and that makes them more hungry to seize as much power as soon as possible next year, and that means keeping this one on the stove until next year.